this morning. Appreciate you all. Love to hear a good saying and testimonies. I'm glad, Brother Kelly, that that he saved you. Amen. Amen. Glad that he saved me. Yeah. Amen. And you know what? If you're here and you're lost, I'm glad that he'll save you. Amen. Yeah. That's right. And that's just who he is. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. He didn't come for no other reason but to save the lost and dying under the world. Amen. And I'm glad for that this morning. Glad to have some people in church with us this morning. Amen. That we've known for our whole lives and know and love. And I appreciate them. I'm glad to have y'all with us, every one of our visitors. And we appreciate you. And glad to have Daniel and them back with us this morning. Amen. And I love every one of you. And we hope, amen, that you find something here this morning and that you'll just keep coming back. Amen. That's what we're here for, is listen. And we want to see people come. Amen. And we love the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, don't know how long y'all just pray for us. I've been preaching all week. Throat's about gone. Voice is about gone. But the Lord give us help. You know what? Every night, I said, I don't think I can do it tonight. And I'd go in and I'd preach. And I'd come back tomorrow night and say, I don't think I can go another night. And come back. And boy, every night, the Lord give me strength. And and I appreciate that. And appreciate all of you that came down to be with us and support us. Appreciate my wife. Amen. She stood by and prayed for us while we was there. Boy, I appreciate her song this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans, chapter 5, this was mentioned. You know something I found out? Everything that was mentioned in that revival got preached in that revival just about. It's funny. Like Wednesday night I was preaching and I mentioned the verse that I preached last night. As soon as I mentioned it, Eugene, as soon as it came out of my mouth, the Lord said, you'll preach that this week. And I thought, what in the world's that? And he waited all the way to the last night to let me preach it. But funny how God does that. But the book of Romans chapter 5, we'll start at verse 1. The book of Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1, says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Father, as we come this morning, God, we thank you. Lord, I'm thankful for everyone that's here. I'm thankful for every song that's sung. Lord, I'm thankful, God, Lord, for the ability to be able to stand up here and do this thy work. Lord, we ask you this morning that you'd help guide us this morning. Lord, that we'd say something that'll prick a heart. Lord God, that it might draw somebody unto you, that somebody might draw near unto thee. Lord God, we ask you that you'd help save the lost. So God, Lord, strengthen the weak and encourage them that are downhearted. And Lord, heal the sick. Lord, anoint us this morning, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. We appreciate everything that the Lord's done this morning. Thankful that he come this morning, as I talked about the other night, whenever Zacchaeus had climbed that tree and finally got a hold of God and finally, amen, seen Jesus for who he was and Jesus seen him. The Lord went to Zacchaeus' house and everybody there marveled, Brother Michael, because this great king, amen, that they was expecting, amen, to come and went home to be with a sinner. Amen. The Savior of the world had went home to be with a sinner, and the people couldn't understand that. And he said, amen, that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. My friend, I tell you what, tonight I hear so many times of people, Brother Michael, they tell, amen, that we've got to get ourselves together before we can get saved. I've got some things in my life, Sister Joy, that I've got to get worked out. And as soon as I get them out, Miss May,
I'll get saved and I'll get in church and I'll start living right. But honey, the simple fact of the matter is you won't never get things straightened out on your own. Amen. That your life will be a wreck and a mess until you get right with God and just let him have it. Amen. I tell you what, we think that, amen, that we've got to get to be some special person, amen, or some special way before we can get saved and before we can get right with God. Honey, if that was the case, I'd have never made it. Brother Michael, he come to me in the darkest place of my life, amen, and found me in the darkest area of my life, lost and undone, amen, walking behind them walls in that prison house, amen, thought I was something big, in gangs and this and that, amen, worshiping other gods, amen, and he found me right in the middle of it. And he loved me even though I was there, Sister Joy, doing the dirtiest things that I could do. Amen. And I tell you what, amen, being the worst of the worst this morning, amen, he still found me where I was at, and he loved me despite of me this morning. Amen. I'm glad this morning, amen, that it says that for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. This morning, I want you to know that the works of Calvary, it was not done for the good people of the world. It was not done for the fancy people of the world. It was not done for the rich people of the world. It was not done for just the Trumps. It wasn't done for just the Bushes. It wasn't done for the Rockefellers. Honey, it was done, amen, for the lowest of the low, amen, and the highest of the high, amen. And when you wasn't able, amen, to help yourself, I tell you what, I found myself all the time, amen, trying to turn over a new leaf, trying to do better, amen. And then this time I'm getting out of rehab, or I'm getting out of jail. Amen. I'm going to do better, and I'm going to live right. I've got all these promises, amen, that I've made myself and my family, only to be a failure every single time. Amen. And God, my friend, when I was in that darkness, he died for us, Brother Eugene. He came and he gave himself for me, even in that dark place. Amen, that I might be able to be saved. Amen, that you would be able to be saved. Amen, that the sins of the world would be able to be forgiven. My friend, this morning I want you to understand, amen, that listen, that he loves you. Amen, the grace of God, amen, is shed abroad for many this morning. Amen, it said, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that he said, whosoever will, let him come this morning and take of the fountain of the life freely this morning. I'm glad, amen, he said, if you're thirsty, you can get a drink. Boy, I'm glad this morning, amen, that I didn't have to pay a certain amount of money. Amen. I'm glad this morning, amen, that I didn't have to be dressed just right. Amen. I'm glad, amen. Amen. When I walked into that church, amen, the smell of alcohol was on my breath. Amen. And when I rededicated my life and come back to the Lord, I walked into that church with the smell of alcohol on my breath. Amen. Lost and undone. I've been out doing things all night I should have been doing. Amen. But you know what I felt as soon as I walked through the door of that church? I found the hands of an outstretched Savior, amen, expecting me and wooing me back to the Father. This morning he loves you this morning, and he's wooing you back to the Father. He wants you just as you are, amen. He wants you as who you are, amen. He said that you can't do it on your own, but if you'll come to him, he'll do it for you this morning. But you got to come and trust him this morning. The hardest thing to do is to take that first step. The hardest step is the first one. That's right. I remember that, amen, that I was, amen, just lost, and I didn't think that God could save me, Kelly. And I didn't think that he'd do for me what he had already done before. And boy, I tell you what, I found, amen, that when I cried out to him, boy, he extended that big old hand of mercy, yeah. Amen, and said, how can I help you? My friend, I want you to know, amen, that he died for you, amen, just like he did everybody else. Amen, it says, amen, and when you were without strength, you can't do it on your own this morning. There's been a many a people fail and die and go to hell trying to do it on their own. My friend, it'd be an awful thing trying to do it right on your own and just fail. You know what I found, and I know that there's first responders, and I know there's police and things here. And you know what the most dangerous overdose is one that's trying to do right. Boy, they'll get off of it for a while. They'll go to jail for a while. Amen. And they'll try to do the best thing. They'll try to do the best they can do. Amen. And before long, you know what they do? Amen. They find out that they ain't as strong as they thought they was. And they find themselves somewhere. Amen. Buying something they ain't got no business buying. And end up doing too much. And it kills them. My friend, I want you to understand. That's what trying to do it on you going to get. Amen. And it'll get you in the devil's hell this morning. That's not made for you. But you know what? And when you were weak, when we were weak, Christ died for the ungodly. This morning, he died for you. Amen. When we were without strength to do it on our own, he did it for us. We couldn't go to Calvary for ourselves, Brother Michael. We couldn't do it on our own, but he went for us. He went for you and I. He went for the sins of the whole world. And it says, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners. Boy, he knew what saw a rotten, low down nothings that we were. Boy, I tell you what, listen, y'all saying you calling us low down and nothing. Listen, if you line us up unto an almighty God, honey, every one of us is low down and nothing. Hey, man, ain't none of us deserved anything that he's ever done for us. Ain't none of us deserved the breath that we breathe. Amen. Listen, all we've ever deserved, amen, is to be broke and put in hell. Amen. But God has had mercy on us, Brother Michael, and he's extended his hand of mercy, amen, towards us. And today he's still extending the hand of mercy towards you and I. Amen. That we can be saved. Even though we're sinners, he still died for you this morning. He still endured the cross when he went to the cross. Amen. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Not only was he talking about the ones that was putting him on the cross, but he was looking down through the ages and down through the years and seeing you turning your back on him and seeing you acting the way you ought not to act. And he was praying forgiveness for you and I. This morning, he loves us that much this morning. Listen, that he listen when he come. Amen, Brother Michael. Listen, the Bible says that he had legions of angels. I believe that there was legions of angels. The Bible says there was on standby, Eugene. That all he had to do was call out. All he had to do was call out and say, help me. And them angels would have come down and wiped the whole world clean. Amen. And we'd have just started over. Amen. But instead, amen. And you know what he done? He stretched forth his arms and he gave himself permission to die for you and I. Amen. He said, Father, commend my spirit unto thee. Amen. And he said, it is finished. Amen. And he then gave up the ghost and he died. My friend, he did that for you, even in the shape that you was in, no matter where you're at today. He did it for us. Amen, that we can be saved, that we can bridge the gap between mankind and God, because there was a great divide there. Amen, and that sin that was there, amen, that keeps us separated, amen, from God, that sin that's there, amen, in your life that's separating you from God. Amen, we think, a lot of times today, we think we can live simple lives and do what we want to do and still have contact with God. But honey, no, you're not. Amen, that it's your sin that has separated you from your God. Amen. That sin that is living in your life, amen, it's keeping you away from God. And if you die with that sin in your life, my friend, you'll end up in a devil's hell. But I'm glad today, amen, that that's not the end of the story. Amen. That you've got a choice to make right here this morning. Amen. Whether or not you'll choose life. He said, see, I've set two ways before you this morning. The way of life and the way of death. He said, choose ye life. That you may live. My friend, why is it there's so many people? Why is it that so many people are choosing misery and death over life? Why is it? Listen, I understand that you don't think that God can do for you what he done for the next one. But my friend, I'm here to tell you, amen, that he can. And if you'll look around in this crowd this morning, amen, you'll see a bunch of us that said that he can't do that for me. Oh, but he has. Amen. This morning, I want you to know, amen, that you're in a crowd with like-minded people this morning. Amen. We just like everybody. Amen. Only we've been saved when we thought we couldn't, Emily. Amen. When we thought we was too far gone to be brought back. Boy, you know what? He went right through all that too far gone. Mm-hmm. And he went right down to the edge of eternity, right down to the flames of hell.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And grabbed us and plucked us out of the flames. Amen. And pulled us out of those flames. Amen. And look, he reached out in that miry pit. Amen. And pulled us up out of there. Amen. He set us on a solid rock. Amen. And he established our goings. He put a new song in our hearts. Amen. This morning, I want you to know, amen, that you're not too far gone. Amen. For God to save you, you ain't done too much for God to save you. Amen. That he loves you just like you are this morning. And he's extended. You know what he said? Come now. Let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. This morning he's asking to come to him. He wants you to come to him. He wants to save you. He wants to help you this morning. Even though you don't deserve it. That's a love that can't be explained this morning. That's a love that's unexplainable. That only a God, that only God can have. Because if you treated me the way that I treated God, boy, I wouldn't have nothing to do with you this morning. Because I treated him bad, Kelly. I turned my back on him. I talked about him. I used his name in vain. Boy, I'm telling you what, I treated him bad. And you know what? The whole time that I was doing him bad, you know what he was saying to me? I still love you. Boy, he would reach down. Amen. Whenever I'd get in those dark places, trying to lay my head down on the pillow at night. Amen. Trying to get some rest. That still small voice would be in my heart. I pounded on my heart's door. He'd say, you know I still love you. Hey, you know I still want you. You know I still died for you. You know you still one of mine. And my friend, I want you to know that that's the most miserable place that I've ever been in my life, is knowing that a God of heaven can love me like that. And I just couldn't go to him. But my friend, the day that I accepted him and the day that I went to him, amen, everything changed. Not only, he still whispers that he loves me. But now you know what I can tell him back. I love you too. Boy, we say, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I love the Lord. But their lives tell a different story. If you tell your wife you love her, but you don't ever talk to her, boy, you're telling a lie. If you tell your wife you love her and there ain't never any visitation there, boy, there's a lie. There ain't no love in that. My friend, listen. Amen. Serving God is a relationship. It's a marriage this morning between you and the Father. Amen. And I want you to understand this morning, amen, that you know what? He's extending his hand towards you and he's asking you to come unto him. He's asking you to enter into that relationship this morning. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, he died for you, even though you're sinning. Even though we was living a lie, even though we was living a life that was totaled, burnt down, he died for us. Yeah. I believe that he looked through the span of time and he seen this day and he seen that you need a Savior this morning. Boy, you think that you think that you've done too much. Boy, I can't help but to think back to the woman at the well this morning. How that when Jesus said, he said, I must needs go through Samaria. Boy, and he went by that Samaritan woman. He was there at a certain time, and that Samaritan woman was there, Kelly. Boy, it wasn't even the time that she was supposed to be there. Oh, and she went in there because she was ashamed. Listen, they had a certain time that they're supposed to draw water, and she went at the wrong time because she didn't want to be seen by everybody there because she was ashamed of who she was. She was ashamed of the life that she was living. Amen. But when she went this day, amen, there was a lowly old Jew there. Amen. And he said, give me the drink. Amen. She said, who are you, being a Jew, asking me, a Samaritan, amen, for a drink of water? We have no dealings together. Amen. And he said, if you only knew who it was that asked you for a drink. Amen. This morning, I want you to know something. Amen. That woman, he said, go and tell your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, truly you've said, amen, the one you're living with now is not your husband. And you've had five before him. Amen. But he loved her anyway. He saved her anyways. Amen. And he came looking for her just the way she was. Amen. A woman who was ashamed of who she was. A woman of ashamed of her life. And you know what she learned? Amen. The Bible says that when he got done with her, amen, and he put that fountain of life in her, amen, that whenever she come, amen, and she accepted him, the Bible says she went back to her town, amen, spreading the word abroad. And she said, come and see a man, amen, who's told me all things. Is this not the Christ? My friend, I want you to know. And the Bible says many believed because of the word of her testimony. A woman who was ashamed and wouldn't come out in front of the people because of the life that she was living. Boy, and she went back with a different story. I used to be ashamed. Boy, I used to be ashamed. I'm still ashamed of who I was and who I used to be and things that I've done. But boy, I tell you what. Amen. I'm glad tonight there's one that I'm not ashamed of, and his name is Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the work that he done in me. Amen. And I want you to know that he'll do the same thing for you this evening. Amen. This afternoon that he done for every one of us.
Yes, amen.
He come to seek and to save that which is lost. This morning, he loves you. And he wants you this morning. Listen, I didn't pick this out in the last 5 minutes. I've had this message on my heart. And I want you to know today's your special day.
Yeah.
He set this day aside that he might offer himself to you as Savior.
Yes.
He's extending his hand of mercy towards you. And he's saying, I want you. I want to change your life. I want to help you. I wanna save you. I wanna redeem you.
Yeah.
This morning, he's chose this day to call your name.
Amen.
And you know what he's doing? He's calling you right now. And all you've got to do is accept the call.
Right.
All you've got to do is listen for that call. And all you've got to do is step out in faith. He said, and if any man will come unto me, I'll in no wise cast him out. The Bible says, believe in your heart and confess through your mouth, and you shall be saved. This morning, I want you to know that he'll do his part. All you've got to do is yours. Amen. You want a better life? Give it to Jesus. You want to change? Give it to him. Amen. You want to start living better? Give it to him. You want to clean things up? You want to get things worked out? Them things that's holding you back, if you'll just bring them up here and give them to him, he'll take care of them for you. I never will forget, Les, that whenever I'd just come home and I was just getting in church, back in church. Boy, and I didn't have driver license, and I had several thousand dollars worth of fines. I was an idiot. I mean, what can I say? I was an idiot, and I was, and. I went to jail for driving on revoke. And if I got convicted of that, driving on revoke, I would have went back to prison. And I was heading back to prison. I didn't want to go to prison. And the judge said, if you can get your license before your next court date, I'll throw the charges out. And I said, there ain't no way I'm going to get no. I'm talking about several thousand dollars. I'm talking about $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $6,500 in one town. And then the town goes on, you know, it's just crazy. And I said, there ain't no way. And the church started praying where I was going to church.
Yeah.
And I got a lawyer, and I started calling about to try to find out how much it would cost me to get my driver's license back. Called that town, and they couldn't find nothing that old. Called this town, they couldn't find nothing that old. Called Whitwell, they couldn't find nothing that old. Boy, I think I had to pay about, what was it, $20 or $30 a month for about a year. Every bit of it was paid. Every bit of it was taken care of. Honey, I said, God, I want to be able to go to work. I want to be able to provide for my family. You know that I can't afford doing it the way that it is. And he said, I've got you. I'll take care of it. And no matter what you've done, what you got going on, honey, he loves you this morning. And he'll take care of his people. My friend, I want you to know, amen, that I didn't deserve any of that. Amen, and none of us did. Amen. But that's just the good grace and mercy of God. Amen. That's just external benefits of serving a Savior. Amen. That can save you from a devil's hell this morning. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I'm glad that he saved me from hell, Brother Michael. I'm glad that I ain't got to go to hell this morning. But that's not the only reason that I'm deserving him this morning. Amen. That's a big part of it. Amen. But there's so much more to it than that this morning. Amen, that whenever I need somebody to talk to in the midnight hour, amen, and my wife's laying over there asleep, amen, and all of you are busy asleep and working or whatever, and I don't got a friend to call on, boy, I can roll over and cry out to him, amen, and he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother this morning, amen, that'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. It's one, amen, that you ain't got the money to go to the doctor, amen, when them babies are sick. Amen, that you can call out on him. Honey, there's so much more than just not going to hell that I serve him for. But more than anything is that he loved me with a love that's unexplainable this morning, and he loves you with that very same love this morning. Don't you want that this morning? Don't you want a better life? Don't you want something better? And if you'll just be honest with yourself this morning, you do.
Yeah.
But you'll never have it trying to get it on your own. You need a Savior this morning. You need Jesus to get what you're looking for. He's the only one got the key to the darkness of your heart. And he's the only one that can shed that light into it. This morning, if they want to come with a song. If you're here this morning, you're looking for something better. I want to tell you, it's right here. The very best is available. How do I get it, preacher? Well, you step out in faith. You come up here and you pray. You say, why do I got to come up there? Is this what God calls to do?
Yeah.
We've got to call praying to the altar of grace. This is better. Because the very thing that we have to let go of is pride this morning. To be able to say that I need help, that I need a Savior. Humble yourself as a little child this morning. He'll do a work in you like you've never experienced before. He'll give you a life worth living this morning. He'll give you, listen, I tried everything under the sun. I've tried drugs, I've tried women, I've tried drinking, I've tried stealing, I've tried robbing, and none of it lasted. The more I found one that did, but I found it.
That's right.
Hey, I've been happy. I've had joy unspeakable. Amen. I've had peace, but it didn't make sense.
Yes.
He's got it for you this morning.
Yes, sir.
The only place you'll ever find it.
That's right.
It's available. You stay with us this morning.
Yeah.
Or you want something better. You want something better this morning. Come meet me up here. Let's go glorify. Come meet me this morning. Let's get something better.
Hear the blessed Savior.
Are you tired? Are you tired?
Come to me,
are you feeling? You say, God, we always have been heavy.
Everybody, if you would you bow your head for just a minute? I want to ask this. I don't do this all the time. People still in the altar praying this morning. I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest. Everybody at the table, they're not looking around. Ain't nobody paying attention to what to who's here. I want to just pose a question to you. Are you satisfied right now where you're at in your life? Are you happy with your life right now, where it's at, where you're at with God? What's going on in your life? And who you are right now as a person. You want something better this morning. If that's you, listen, would you just lift up your hand and say, remember me, preacher. Pray for me. Amen. 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 Just put it up and back down. Listen, I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you for nothing in the world. I just want to pray for you. Nobody's looking around. This morning, I want you to know that God loves you, and He's got a better life for you if you'll accept it. Father, once again, as we've come, Lord, this morning, we no doubt know that there's people here that want something better in life. And God, we know that it's available. God, for those that raise their hands this morning, I ask you now that you touch them. Lord God, that you just let them know that you love them. Lord God, that there's still a hope for them. That Lord God, that they feel like it's not there. God, I pray now that you'd just help, oh God, Lord, each one here. Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen the ones that's here that are weak this morning. Lord God, that you'd encourage them that feel like giving up. God, I pray now that you would just help us all, oh God, Lord, especially that one that's lost, oh God, Lord, would you touch them and help them, oh God, Lord, to know, Lord, that you love them even in the shape that they're in, and God, that there's a way out for them, and it's found in you. Lord, I ask you that you'd give them the strength to come back, Lord, to not leave the way they come, but Lord, before we end this day, Lord, that they find a place to call upon you. Lord, help us this morning to trust you with everything in us. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We love you this morning, church. We appreciate you. Appreciate everyone that's come this way. Appreciate the Lord more than anything. I'm glad that He did what we couldn't do. Amen. And I love Him this morning. Thankful. We appreciate you. Lord willing, we'll be back tonight at 5 o'clock. If you're here, listen, I will say this. The first time I went to church, Kelly, when I was backslid on the Lord, the first time I went, the Lord dealt with me, and I didn't move. I didn't move. But you know what? I went back. I went back. Starts revival tomorrow night. So y'all pray for them. Go out, support them if you can. Build them. You've got plenty of choices. So Brother Alex Rollins and Joe Sanders be preaching at Gum Springs. Y'all might know them. We just had them here not long ago. So pray for these revivals coming up. Pray for our people. I've got people I want to see saved. Anything else before we close?